the first thing that they ask me is, how are you feeling and how's your jet lag? And I feel a little cocky saying this. And to be honest, I'm not gonna lie with you. I do enjoy saying this out loud because I feel like it inspires other people to know that it is possible to not have jet lag. But I always say I don't experience jet lag.
Entrepreneurs love talking about business. However, it's no secret there's also so many things they love talking about which are not about business. In the Sea of Business podcasts, none of your business is a refreshing break, a surprise kiss, an afternoon fizz. Through Carla Singson's cheeky and radical takes on mundane and principle-heavy topics, you'll gain insights that guarantee you something to talk about on your first Tinder date, while visiting grandma, or if you want to impress your new boss. Big thanks to Proximity Outsourcing for sponsoring this episode. Outsource the most tedious tasks in your business, such as data management, appointment setting, and creatives, for less than $12 an hour, fully managed. Visit ProximityOutsourcing.com for more info. Tired of business podcasts? Tune in to None of Your Business. New episodes weekly.
Hello, hello, this is Carla, and welcome to another episode of None of Your Business. Today is going to be a solo episode, and I'm going to discuss with you some of my best 2024 travel hacks for no jet lag, to be in your tip-top shape during traveling, and most of all, to not miss anything at work, especially for people who own location-independent businesses or people who work remotely. Now, if you are someone who doesn't have an online business or a location-independent business, a lot of the tips will also still be beneficial for you because it will teach you how to have a more chill time when traveling and basically not overwork yourself or not be super tired. So one of the things that people always ask me about is how to not have jet lag. And that will definitely be the first thing that I will discuss here. But before that, I want to let you know that I know there's so many influencers and content creators who have maybe, you know, given similar advice about traveling. So all the advice I'll be giving will be specific to being in my mid-30s and traveling, and also as a girly with hormonal imbalance. So I have PCOS, or polycystic ovarian syndrome, which makes life a little bit more challenging sometimes in terms of mood, productivity, quality of rest. And I've really worked a lot on my health to feel better, to be more productive, and to still be in my tip-top shape mentally and physically, as I just, you know, have this thing called PCOS. Now, I know PCOS over the past few years has gained a lot of ground in terms of discussion and conversations online. And I also like that a lot more ladies are now more open to admitting that they have PCOS. If you know someone or a loved one who has PCOS, you can look up what it is and what it means, and you can definitely find ways to support your loved one who has PCOS. So not only that, I also now travel with my husband, my spouse, who's also a location independent business owner. He owns Huckleberry Consulting, a customer success consulting firm, and we also own together GetCSM.com, which is a company that takes care of placements, onboarding, and audits for customer success management. So if you know anyone who needs help in customer success, definitely let me know. That's a little bit of plug for my husband's business and, of course, the business we do together. I really love working with him, and I'm really, really super blessed and favored to see him work his magic basically on these businesses so that they can make more money with the clients they already have through loyalty, retention, and amazing audits. So there's my nice wife moment today, but let me give you a little bit of update. I bet you're listening to this podcast maybe right after I publish it, hopefully. But I recently finished my TEDx speech and my commitment to the biggest TEDx event in the Philippines. So a few weeks ago, I flew back to the Philippines from Playa del Carmen, Mexico. And it was such a long trip. So we went from Playa del Carmen, or basically the Cancun airport, to Mexico City. And then that's a 2.5 hour flight. And then we flew to Vancouver. I flew to Vancouver. Actually, my husband went to Idaho to see his family. And then he drove with my mother-in-law and my aunt-in-law to Vancouver to meet me there and hang out for a few days. And I flew to Vancouver and met them there. So that's about a 6 hour flight. After that, we flew a direct flight to Manila, which was 14 hours. And then after that, we flew to Davao City, which is a 2 hour flight from Manila. So that's a pretty long travel, but thankfully, we were able to do what we call slow travel, basically, stayed at each place 2 nights at a time so that we're not super overwhelmed and we can lay down on a bed in between. Now, we flew business class and we were able to lay down and rest and get really good food and be properly rested, compared to obviously like traveling in economy class. But I'm a short girl, you know, I'm just 5'2". So honestly, I don't mind flying economy every once in a while. But for this one, I really wanted the right head space to be in the right head space. And to be honest, I think I'm at the moment right now where I really need my comforts when traveling because I'm in my mid-30s. And when I was younger, I was more open to staying at hostels or sacrificing a little bit of my comfort for budget or for, you know, a more like economically sound choice. But right now I just have so much riding on my headspace and my physical productivity as well and my health with my hormonal imbalance. And of course, being in a leadership position of a few companies, I do not directly manage my physical businesses, but I do still have a leadership function in these businesses. So I am basically the best asset that my business has is basically my brain working well and my productivity being in tip-top shape, even if I just work 1 hour or 2 hours a day or even 30 minutes. If I can get that time right and become really productive, that would be a win for me and my businesses, and that's how I can keep them growing. So let's go to my tips right now. Since you might also be taken away from your daily routine, just like me, I recently found out about the TEDx invitation just a few weeks before the event. And so it wasn't in our plan to fly on the other side of the world, but we were able to do it with the least basically exhaustion or tiredness. And I definitely learned a few things along the way. And so when I landed and I met with some friends, or when people would find out about this, the first thing that they asked me is, "How are you feeling and how's your jet lag?" And I feel a little cocky saying this. And to be honest, I'm not going to lie with you. I do enjoy saying this out loud because I feel like it inspires other people to know that it is possible to not have jet lag. But I always say I don't experience jet lag. And then they ask me, "How? What do you do? You know, what makes your routine different?" The most important thing for me is to really use your brain and your mind as a way to reject a particular illness or a particular experience as not a part of your reality. So I know that may sound a little woo-woo to others and unbelievable, but to be honest, that is what I do. And I do the same thing with flu, fever, colds, some illnesses that people say are going around. They would say, "Oh, you know, you got to be careful because there's some sort of flu that's going around." And I also imbibed this mindset during the pandemic when a lot of people were getting sick by the basic flu, basically, or like COVID. And I just said, you know, I reject that as a part of my reality. And so first, I think mindset really helps. I do not accept jet lag as a part of my reality. I just don't get jet lagged. And I've been traveling. I've traveled to over 30 countries and I've been traveling since 2016. And I'm proud to say that I've never had jet lag, really. I've never really experienced it. But it's not just that. It's not just pure rejection. You know, it definitely helps, but you cannot also be completely delusional. So I've learned a few things along the way. Definitely my number one tip would be slow travel as much as you can. Just like what we did, we would stay at, if you have a flight that has multiple layovers, try to book the flights with at least 2 nights or even like 1 night or a full 24 hours in between to give your body a little bit more time in adjusting, especially if you're going from east to west, west to east, basically flights that take more than 20 hours or 15 hours in total. So slow travel definitely helps. Laying down, being able to walk around in between. I know it might sound a little bit of hassle and some people might think, let me just get it over with. Let me just do it in all in one go. And I used to be one of those people. I used to be like, let's just push through. But I noticed that when I would tire myself out to just push through, I would be eating worse. I would be feeling more bloated. I would be way more tired. And the recovery time when I actually land where I'm supposed to be in or in the place where I'm heading to, if I have something really important, like this time, I have like a TEDx talk that I have to prepare for. Not only did I spoke at the biggest TEDx event in the Philippines, I also opened it. I was the first speaker. So I really need to put on a really good show. And I had this pressure just mounting on my back. And so it was really I really wanted to be mindful and I really wanted all the plans to be meaningful for this trip. So I would suggest slow travel as much as possible and try to get those hacks where you get access to lounges, airport lounges. A lot of platinum credit cards will give you that. A lot of memberships can also come with certain co-branded perks with gyms or maybe in certain hotel memberships, they have these deals. And if you don't get those deals, if you don't get the entrance for free, then just pay for it. It's really comfortable to stay in airport lounges. It really helps. And if you can even work along the way if you bring your laptop. They're usually very nice, very quiet and orderly, and they have healthier food than the rest of the airport. So some of the nicer lounges we have stayed at will have full-on spas and they have a masseuse waiting for you. They would have sleeping pods. They would have really nice shower areas. And I think that the last thing that I would really love, the last thing on my wish list would be maybe an airport lounge with some with a little gym. That would be awesome. That would really, really be awesome. But I know that airport space is very expensive, so that might be something that will stay on my wish list for a while. Next is plan your sleeping hours so that you don't get jet lagged. So we chose I think an 11 p.m. flight to do our big flight, to do our 14-hour flight. And I think we left at I think we left at originally at 11 p.m. and landed at 6 a.m. or something like that. And it was wonderful because the whole time we were on the flight, that is our sleeping hours in the US time. And then we land in the Philippines and it's daytime or basically there's sun. So that made the adjustment pretty easy for our bodies and in terms of like mental orientation. And so if you can also plan your flights, I usually call this following the sun, follow the sun where it sets and when it sets and when it rises. It definitely helps in the planning and in making you more oriented to the new time zone faster and better. So follow the sunlight, you guys. It really helps. And as soon as you exit the airport, get sun as much as you can. Get natural sun because it helps reset your body and helps fix your circadian rhythm and also gives you access to vitamin D. But I also, speaking of vitamin D, I also have my favorite supplement stack that I take when I travel. So I take vitamin D and activated K2. I also, when it's time to sleep, I also take a slow release melatonin. Now, I've tried sleeping pills in the past. I've even tried taking Xanax. and to help me feel more like better or more comfortable while laying down on a flight. Even if you fly business class, it's still not a bed, right? So it's there's still a little bit of discomfort. So I used to take those, but I would always feel groggy when taking, especially Ambien. And honestly, I hate taking sleeping pills. I never take them. I just actually fall asleep really fast. But my advice would be so that you can stay rested, because it really matters that you sleep on these long flights. I suggest taking slow release melatonin. You can get these at a lot of pharmacies, obviously over the counter. My recommended dose would be between 5 to 10 milligrams. So, but if you are a caffeine drinker or taker, I don't take caffeine, so maybe I will need a less dose. Honestly, 5 milligrams does a lot for me. But if you drink caffeine or if you take caffeine, maybe a little bit higher dose would be better. Maybe you can start at 10 and then move up to 15. So just make sure that it's a slow release melatonin, because that is the one that really helps you stay asleep. What you don't want is that when you're traveling a 12 or 14 hour flight, anything over 8 hours, basically, when you only drift in and out of sleep and it's super uncomfortable, or you only sleep for 4 hours and you can't sleep for the rest of the time, or you take a mel or a drinking a sleeping pill and then you still wake up in the middle of maybe four after 4 hours, and then you feel like you have to take another one. So I wouldn't want you doing that. That's not healthy. So when I discovered slow release melatonin, it definitely changed a lot of things for me. I was able to fall asleep and stay asleep for 8 hours. And it definitely contributed to me feeling super well rested and in a good mood. I also love taking magnesium. And I also love just before I fall asleep. And then when I land, I take NMN and fish oil. So NMN, it helps with mitochondrial health and it also helps with energy. And fish oil, I just take it because PCOS girlies need a little bit more omega-3 and omega-6. So I take fish oil just every day. Yeah. So those are my tips to not have jet lag. And some of the other tips will be focused on ease when you travel and things that you need to pack. And some of these will be totally random. Some of these will might be surprising for you. And but I want you to really take a lot of notes in this, because it will help you out, you know, especially if you travel a lot and you need a different point of view. And if you don't travel a lot, then this will help prepare you for your travels. So this is one pet peeve that I have. If I stay in airports, sorry, if I stay in hotels or Airbnbs without this, I just noticed that it is not as going to be a very good stay, because I need it and it's scissors. So bring scissors, bring maybe a like a foldable pair of scissors if you can check in your luggage. Obviously you can't check in a pair of scissors in your carry-on. Oh, you can't take it in your carry-on, but you can definitely check it in. So I just, you know, there's something that I would always need to cut, like a tag if I go shopping, or a sachet, because I always bring sachets of stuff with me, travel size things. I'm gonna share the whole list on this episode as well. But yeah, cutting like opening packages or something. I realize I always need scissors every now and then, and so I've always bought scissors before whenever I would forget about them. So now I just travel with them. Definitely helps. Next is bring sachet versions of detergent, so that you can wash clothes by hand if you really need to. This is kind of like an emergency thing. We have traveled, my husband and I have traveled to places where it was very hard to find laundry, or it was super like exorbitantly expensive to get it done at the resort where we're at. So I would just, you know, for very particular outfits, like maybe his golf outfit, like if he golfs for 3 straight days and he only brought one outfit, I just wash it by my hand at the sink. But I bring a sachet of detergent, like a sachet of Ariel or Tide or Breeze or whatever brand you use, or for washing underwear, so we don't run out of underwear. So it has really helped me out because we have a plan B basically if there are no services or if it's too expensive and it's not worth it. Like sometimes there are resorts that charge more than buying a new pair of underwear, and it's so funny every time we see these price lists. And sometimes they won't even have availability for you, but almost everything that I've washed by hand have dried overnight. And so, sometimes I just wash it and then I just hang it and then it dries up. And another tip, if you wash clothes in your hotel room and you need it to dry immediately, use the hair dryer. First time my husband saw me doing this, he really needed a pair of socks, and like stores were closed, and he realized super late in the night. And it was so funny because I just washed his socks on the sink and I just squeeze it out. And then in the morning, it was a little damp, and so I just used the hair dryer, and it was fresh and warm, and it was super nice. And he was so appreciative, and it made me super happy just seeing the look on his face. And he was like, "Oh my gosh, I have fresh, clean socks for my golf game." So another tip is, like, if you marry a guy who plays golf, this comes with a set of responsibilities and a different level of understanding and support. So girls, if you marry a guy who plays golf, be prepared for this. There should be like a manual for this. Maybe I'll make another episode with another like golf wife. That would be super fun, actually. I also bring sachets or small versions of facial wash that I use because I don't like using hotel soap when I wash my face. I love just having my own products, obviously, because I have sensitive skin. I also like taking my own toothbrush and toothpaste, especially on the plane, because you will be eating, like, on a long flight, you're gonna be eating multiple meals, and then you're sleeping. You don't want your mouth to feel like dirty or something. I don't know. But when I started bringing a toothbrush and toothpaste on the plane, and I should like brush my teeth just before it lands, or maybe in the middle of the long flight, I feel super fresh. And I would even argue it helps me sleep better when my mouth is super fresh, because we do this at night, right? It's part of our routine. We brush our teeth before we sleep. And so maybe mentally, that's my theory, it helps me fall asleep better because my brain uses this as a trigger to fall asleep. So I also love taking dishwashing detergent, even just one sachet, or if you have something that you can put it in, because it just helps when washing your own utensils. That's also another tip. Bring your own utensils when you travel, because not all of the orders, if you order food from DoorDash or Uber Eats or something, they will not always come with utensils, and you don't want to be like not having anything to eat things with. So I'm a Filipino. We use the spoon and fork. If you use mostly like chopsticks, do that. If you just use a fork or a spork, at least that also helps having your own, and then you can just wash it. That really helps. And of course, I pack healthy snacks like nuts, dark chocolate, and I also take sachets of protein with me. Sometimes I just mix it with my milkshake, but it helps me have my protein intake still good, even if I'm traveling. Some of the things that really make you groggy and make you tired, honestly, when you're traveling, is because you're not eating well. And so that is actually my next tip. Now I'm done with all of the sachets that you have to bring and you have to pack. I would say prioritize protein when finding something to eat. So one of the things that I find people struggling with when they're traveling long haul is what to eat at airports and while on the plane. Your options are super limited, and a lot, I would say 80% of these options are unhealthy. And they even serve unlimited alcohol in like lounges and on the flight. And so a lot of these things are really not healthy for you. So I understand that there is a very high propensity for you to eat unhealthily while you travel. And honestly, that is one of the reasons why you feel extra tired and extra like not there mentally because of how you're eating. So I know that where you live, you might eat more whole foods or you have a diet, but when you're traveling, you're kind of taken out from your basic diet. So I'm gonna teach you something simple, prioritize protein and avoid sugar and carbs, and try to like drink just sugar-free beverages, stick to water or sparkling water as much as possible, and teas maybe, or coffee that has no sugar. And when you're eating plain food, prioritize the protein as in eat it first. So I'm going to give you an example. On my last trip from Vancouver to Manila, they had so much food and we had a lot of options because we flew business. But when they would serve our food, I would eat the protein first. So I would eat the beef first, and then I would eat like fruits or something, but I would eat the carbs last. I would eat the bread last, and basically it's just an afterthought. I think I didn't eat any desserts. They were serving ice cream, I remember. I didn't eat any of that. I avoid sugar and carbs when I'm on the plane because I've done this before. I just basically ate to my heart's content, and I even ate the snacks, which were like packed croissants, and they're like, I don't know, maybe 3 day old croissants anyway, but like you do know that one of the things that they use to keep food preserved is sugar, and a lot of preserved food have sugar, and so try to avoid that as well. So there are certain sandwiches that they would serve, and I only eat meat. So if they serve like a roast beef sandwich, I would only eat the beef. I would just keep the bread out. So I noticed that this has really helped me prioritizing protein, and then I would add my protein powder on certain drinks or maybe milkshakes, or if we go on a Starbucks, and I don't really drink coffee, but I will make me like some sort of a chocolate frappe, but without the coffee, just the chocolate. But they're very nice, basically a chocolate milkshake. They're always very nice, and they always try to acquiesce. So that's also another really, really good tip that I will share when you're traveling. Prioritize protein, avoid carbs, avoid sugar. Next is always bring a fresh set of underwear during your long haul trips. So I know it sounds a little just like funny and weird, but I've learned to do this. I pack fresh underwear on my bag before getting on a plane for a long haul flight, and I would change in either in the middle or just before I fall asleep, because it makes me feel so fresh in and out. And of course, needless to be said, try to wear super comfortable clothing when you're sleeping on the plane or any flight over 3 hours. Wear the most comfortable clothing that you can find. I'm gonna do a little bit of shout out here. My favorite brand is Lululemon. They have something called Soft Stream, and it is the softest, nicest material. It just feels so good. And it was so funny because when I discovered this particular cloth, basically, which my husband actually discovered for me, he's a big Lululemon guy. So Lululemon, if you're listening, or if any of your marketing people are listening, I'm super open to be abused and sponsored on this podcast. But really, I discovered this clothing when my husband got me a jacket, a soft stream sweater, actually not jacket, sweater. And then we were just lounging, watching TV, and I fell asleep, and I woke up at in the morning, basically. So it was super comfortable. I basically fell asleep in this sweater, and I just wear them when I fly long haul all the time. And I usually wear a really comfortable set of yoga pants or loose pants as well. I like Oysho as well. I love Lululemon, obviously, but anything with really good cotton, I also love. I mean, Bench has a soft cotton line that I really love. I think they call it super soft or something like that. So it's super affordable. If you're Filipino or if you're in the Philippines, I know you know Bench is a very famous brand. So I also would really recommend that. It makes you feel more comfortable. Now, a few more things. Definitely bring a luggage scale. This has helped my husband and I not go overboard when we're packing and when we're shopping for things wherever we go. So sometimes we would In our last trip, in our last long trip, we were in Asia for 5 months and we dropped by certain places. We basically also slow traveled, but we spent time in Turkey, in Bangkok, in Istanbul, in Bangkok. We spent time in Bali, Cambodia, and then Manila and Davao. So there's a lot of places. And when we're visiting multiple places, I usually shop for certain things in those places, for souvenirs or for personal mementos or just stuff that I like. So we bring luggage scales so that we can weigh our bags. And I personally, another tip, I also bring this foldable bag from Longchamp. Longchamp, I don't know, it's French, but anyway, please don't hate me if I say, but it's Longchamp. So Longchamp. Basically, if you want to read it like an American, but I think it's something like Longchamp or like whatever, it's French. But I love it. It's foldable, it's super lightweight. And the biggest one that they have, the biggest bag that they have, it basically works as an extra luggage. And I'm not kidding. I'm almost sure you can pack 100 extra t-shirts in there because it's super nice and it weighs, I don't know, 500 grams maybe, but it's super lightweight as well. And you can also lock it. So I bring that with me in case I need an extra bag. It's just kind of like a just in case thing. You can look this up. You can look that brand up. They are pretty famous for casual bags. And they're also another thing that I love, they're also waterproof. So I really love that as a feature because that makes, that just makes the taking care of your belongings to an extra level, to an extra mile. And I love that. So definitely think about like how much you will be shopping and how much you'll be putting in your bag and make sure you're not going over your luggage limits. And if you are, buy extra luggage like way before you have to check in. Because if you're over and you're already checking in or you're already at the airport, they're gonna charge you per pound or per kilo. And if you're flying internationally, that could be a lot of money that sometimes it would be more worth it to maybe just leave the things behind. But that would be super inconvenient and honestly not the best situation for you. So that would be my advice. Another thing is, speaking of luggage, AirTag your luggage or put some sort of tracker in it. My husband and my sister have their luggage temporarily lost or like went to another airport, but they were able to track it using AirTag. And so that made it easier for them to even plan things out with the airline. And the last time my husband traveled in Seattle, his golf bag wasn't with him, and they were able to send it to his exact address where he was staying in, I think in Idaho already. And he was able to plan it properly with the airline because he was able to track his luggage. So that was super helpful. And of course, it also gives you a clearer estimate of your waiting time when you're waiting for your bags. Like, have they already been dislodged from the airport, the airplane? As you're waiting. So, sometimes if it takes forever, then you can go pee or you can go get a coffee while you're waiting for your bag. And so it definitely helps. And of course, in cases where it could get stolen or misplaced, then you can track it. So we're almost done. Next, let's talk about very, very quickly my beauty and wellness favorite items. I love taking nail cutters with me because sometimes I would, get a hangnail or something and I couldn't get a professional manicure immediately. So having a nail cutter definitely helps. Also, wax strips that already have wax in them, those like instant wax things, instead of going to a waxing salon, it can help me temporarily and I can wax my body, especially if I go for a swim, go to the beach, we'll be wearing a swimsuit or something revealing. Having waxing strips close by, even just like my teeny, teeny, teeny mustache, gives me more confidence that I don't have to book something at a waxing salon and I'm not dependent on the schedule of a waxing salon just to get waxed. I also love carrying with me a sachet or like a small dollop of hair treatment because usually when I travel or when I swim, my hair is subject to more like kind of damage, like maybe the sun or the sea, chlorine, Or maybe just like the change of humidity makes a difference for your hair. So I always bring with me like a little bit of hair treatment. In this trip specifically, I even brought my Olaplex set so that my sister could also try it out. The Olaplex is a famous brand, that hair treatment brand that a lot of salons and professionals use, and I love it. They have these little bottles that you can use, like 100 mil bottles, and it's they're really light and easy. I also carry face masks, and I immediately put them on the fridge whenever we travel because they also help give my skin a little boost. So once again, humidity changes wherever you're traveling. There are places that are more dry, there are places that are more humid, but even so, even just like the airport air or the airplane air sometimes affects the moisture of your skin. So having face masks, my favorite are Korean face masks. They make my skin super moisturized and supple. It just gives your skin extra TLC. And of course, I can't always find a gym. So I love traveling with my two favorite fitness items, which is number one, a Pilates disc. And so that this is like a CD. It's basically like a disc, like a little plate that you can put on the floor, and then you can use it to make Pilates movements, just sliding it on the floor. I'm also going to upload this on my YouTube, and I'm going to show you some samples. And then, of course, resistance bands. It helps me do some exercises that I wouldn't need a gym for, but I can still get some really pretty good workout in. And of course, always travel with your workout clothes, even just one set of workout clothes and your shoes and your socks, because even just going for a run or going for a walk or an inclined walk definitely helps in helping you feel better. I forgot to say, this is working out is also one of the things that helped me adjust to a new place more. This is one of the reasons why I don't get jet lag, because if I'm going to a place and it's daytime and I want my body to think and fully acknowledge that it's daytime, I move and I go to the gym, because that's what my routine looks like when I'm in Mexico. Where I live, I always work out during the day. I work out at least six times, at least five times a week, at the very least. I usually would have one rest day, and then I have some sort of active recovery days as well. So those are some of my favorite beauty and wellness things to bring when I'm doing a long haul travel. So last two things. Number one is do all of your pre-work preparation. So some of you may own businesses, location independent or not, but one of the things I noticed that gets broken during long haul travels is having their Calendly not set up, or not canceling certain days, or not rescheduling certain calls, or not allotting recovery time, not just for jet lag, but your headspace. And so do not accept calls immediately as you land. Obviously, give yourself maybe at least 2 days to recharge and to adjust to the new time zone. This is why I do personally appreciate having a team. Obviously, I have the advantage of having over 100 team members in my outsourcing company and my other com and in my other companies. So they do support me a lot. But if you don't have a team, then you have to do this all by yourself. So you have to go on defense mode. You have to plan your Calendly, block the days. If this trip was not planned initially or not planned very far off, and you have calls, make sure to cancel and reschedule those calls. I really do not like taking chances and you thinking, oh, you know what? I can take this call at the airport lounge, or I can take this call as soon as I check in. There could be some things that are unexpected along the way. So as much as you can, definitely cancel and reschedule. Or honestly, use Loom. Like, if you really have to have that conversation, or maybe an exchange of ideas or questions, you can use Loom and just do some back and forths, and then you can reply at broken times, basically in a case of like as much as you can, and not really like a scheduled thing. So, definitely do your pre-work preparation so that this also helps you and your mind become more well-rested while you travel. And all of these things really contribute to that. And so lastly, plan and work Plan your work and your health around where you're staying. So do your research early about the place you're going to, where you're staying. If you're like me and you love working out at the gym and this is part of your routine, choose a hotel or an Airbnb with a gym or with a nearby gym. I love staying near parks as well because it's just a nice sunny workout, and or like I can just go for a walk and an ice cream with my husband for a quick date and a quick people watching session. I really enjoy it. So plan work and health around where you're staying. What options do they have for food? What organic restaurants are nearby? Or if you have a more restrictive diet, say you're on paleo or you're vegan, you're vegetarian, or you're a carnivore. So you can also plan these things in advance. And I definitely recommend that instead of traveling, going to the place, and then you have very little options, or you have no options, and that would be really, really difficult. And that takes away from you enjoying your trip. And if you're also working while having this trip, that will even take away from your productivity. So, those are our tips for today. Basically, these are Carla's greatest hits. My best tips for no jet lag, long haul travel, and some of the little things that, in my opinion, are really helpful when I'm traveling long haul, and especially if you're traveling to a place where you're staying for more than a week. So, once again, if you love this episode, please feel free to give me as much as a 5-star review. I would really love it if you can leave me a 5-star review. And if you enjoyed this, and if you can think of at least two people who will also enjoy and appreciate this and they can get something from it, then I would really love if you could share this to them. It means a lot to me. My team and I work very hard on this podcast. And of course, I really enjoy doing this for you guys. And I would love to hear more from my community. So, anyway, if you want to see more of my travels, follow me on Facebook, Carla Singson, or on Instagram, Carla Stefan, KARLASTEFAN. You're going to find a lot of my updates, especially in my stories. So don't miss those. And of course, last but not the least, thank you so much to my team at Proximity Outsourcing for always, always holding the fort down and taking care of my team and my company when I'm out traveling. If you want the same experience, if you're curious, if you're just even curious how we can make this happen for you, book a needs assessment call with me or my team. You can send me a message in one of my social media accounts, or you can find us on Facebook, Proximity Outsourcing. For a stress-free travel, just have a team take care of everything else for you in your business. Thank you so much. I'll see you next week for another episode of None of Your Business. Bye. So it's a wrap. To my entrepreneur friends, I hope that you found this episode interesting and enjoyable. I know I did. Big thanks to our sponsor, Proximity Outsourcing, for making this possible. If you need to outsource anything in your business so you can scale fast and easy, visit proximityoutsourcing.com and check out their solutions. If there's any topic that you want to request, feel free to reach out. I only have two conditions. You tell me why you find it interesting, and you promise it's not business talk. Find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube, and leave us a comment or review because you're cool like that. This is your host, Carla, and thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for your interest in fun stories. Now we can get back to business. See you next week. And remember, everything here is none of your business.